Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
If you don't have fun together, you're not continuing to date one another, and you forget why you married each other in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
They're so vital to a marriage to be strong and enjoy one another.
Yeah, I was going to say, I love how you just said, you know, because life does, I mean, you have six kids and big ministry. There's times where with prayer, it's creative for you, where you're texting him saying, pray for me about this, and he may call you when he gets a moment. And so it's an organic way that fits who you are. And I think that's just so beautiful because we can become so rote about it, and even if we're doing it, we can lose heart in it unless we're staying true to where we're at and where our relationship is at. I think that's so powerful. So the first of your five commitments you both touched on, but if you want to say more about it, it's seek God. I mean, that is first and foremost. I love that. Craig, why don't you speak to that one first?
When we really started asking ourselves what would be the things that would strengthen marriages spiritually, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that was number one. The challenge I had is how do you encourage people to seek God? And there's so many different ways. You know, you can read scripture together, you can worship together, you can pray over your kids together, on and on and on, many different ideas, worship together at church and such. But we really decided, I read a great book, Susie, I don't know if you read it, called The Power of Habit. Mm. And it talks about, you know, there's some keystone habits that overflow into other positive disciplines in your life when they're there. And when they're absent, you really start tunneling into negative habits. And so I believe, and I think so many people would agree, that the keystone habit of just seeking God together daily in prayer really is a game changer for marriages. And so what we try to do is, I know that a lot of, especially sometimes husbands are feel like it's harder to pray out loud. Just in my experience, and it goes both ways, but a lot of times they're a little more reserved. It feels awkward. And so we try to make it as simple as we can. Literally, you can start by just praying together with a text every day, or you can journal your prayers, or it can be as simple as praying over coffee when you start the day. But when you start to do that one thing, then all of a sudden, all the other spiritual communication becomes more natural. You might talk about what you experience in God's Word. You might, instead of saying we need to, you know, our kid needs discipline, you know, you're taking your child before God in prayer, and it's suddenly you're united in pursuing God. And then the verse that you opened up with, Matthew 6:33, it's not that I'm just seeking God, it's not that Amy's just seeking God, but we're seeking God together. And that unites us. The closer we get to Him, the closer we are to each other. And that's why we start with that one simple discipline. In fact, for those listening today, if, you know, the marriage may be going through really difficult times right now, there may be trust issues, there could be some sort of a betrayal. You know, literally, if you can bring yourself just to even pray, you know, God, help us fall more in love, help us love you better. Just even start there with that simple prayer. It truly can revolutionize your relationship.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.